This is VOA News. A remote time for Krissa Melton, a Chinese citizen journalist, was jailed for 4 years for her live stream reporting from Wuhan as the COVID-19 outbreak unfurled. That's according to her lawyer on Monday. Zhang Jun, a former lawyer, was sentenced at a brief hearing in a Shanghai courtroom for allegedly picking quarrels and provoking trouble for her reporting in the chaotic initial stages of the COVID-19 outbreak. Her live reports and essays were widely shared on social media platforms in February, grabbing the attention of authorities who have punished 8 virus whistleblowers so far who have criticized the government's response to the outbreak. Concerns are mounting over the health of the 37-year-old Zhang, who began a hunger strike in June and has been force-fed via a nasal tube. China's communist authorities have a history of putting dissidents on trial in opaque courts between Christmas and New Year to minimize Western scrutiny. The trial comes just weeks before an international team of World Health Organization experts is expected to arrive in China to investigate the origins of COVID-19. United Kingdom authorities are expected to approve the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine this week. And the head of the company said it will be as effective as the virus against the virus as the Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna vaccines. If approved, AstraZeneca's vaccine will be the 5th vaccine put into play around the world to fight the virus. Early tests show that the vaccine was 70% effective for preventing illness compared to 95% reported by Pfizer. Russia and China have also approved their own vaccines. The latest vaccine comes as the world reached the grim milestone of 80.7 million people worldwide. VOA.